section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League podcast number 91, season 13, episode 3. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by three former champions. We have the 2006 and 2011 champion, Mr. Amazing. We also have the 2018 champion, Mr. Doug Hahn, and the first ever 2002 champion, Mr. Brian Chatit. So let's talk about week two for KSL.
Well, wait a second, Andy. If he's the first ever 2002 champion, you're indicating that there's another 2002 champion. Is that correct?
I hate you. What I meant was he was the first champion in Kiwani Sports League, the first and only champion.
The first and only, no one else has ever won Kiwani Sports League.
In 2002.
In 2002, yeah, there's only one.
That is correct, Andy.
All right, so let's talk about
the results, Andy.
All right, we had Palmer over Nanigay, Aaron losing to Brian. We have Snyder over Hoofter, Tybo over Doug, Pate over Andy, Kevin over Olberg. What was the game of the week, Doug?
I want to say that it was mine and Tybo's just because of how nail-biting it was coming Monday night. But I'm going to go ahead and give it to Aaron and Brian.
I will agree. So, Brian, what are your thoughts on that?
I have got three games of the week because I was watching them really close. And it was mine and Aaron's,
okay,
Doug's and Tybo's, and Palmer's and Nanigay's. And they were right down to the wire.
Nice. So, Aaron, what was your game? What was that, Brian?
Well, except for Boardman at the end when whoever he had went wild.
Sproles.
Yes. You know, he's not tall. He's short. You know that, right? No one's watched the league?
He's like 5'5".
So I take it no one's watched the league
not
then?
Not tonight.
All right. So, Aaron, what was the game of the week?
I think it was Brian and myself, just to see the big swing that happened. I was projected 90% at one point in time, and then Jordy Nelson came into the picture and dashed all my dreams.
All right, so what is the total bowl game of the week then?
Oh, probably Kevin and Oberg.
I will agree on that. Brian, what are your thoughts?
I'm trying to find their score for a second here.
Well,
Kevin and Oberg.
You go to week two.
Yeah, that was the biggest blowout. I think your game, Andy, is the toilet bowl. I mean, 161. Really? Yeah.
Okay, first off, in my defense, I was helping my grandmother move, and I didn't have any time to look at the lineup because for some reason, cell reception right in that area stinks.
So what about Saturday, Friday, Thursday?
No, I'm talking about Wednesday. On Sunday. Okay, on Sunday, how many of my – okay, what? No Sean goes out? Come on.
You can't pick that.
So, Doug, what are your thoughts?
Oh, you had the horrible toilet bowl of the week. I mean, Pate has the third lowest points this whole – or fourth lowest points of the whole league and gets a win. I have the second or third highest points and I lose. So your game is just absolutely horrible.
So who? So Doug, who got a password at his taco?
Me.
I actually agree on that, Brian.
I'm going to say Doug and Aaron.
Doug and Aaron. Aaron, what are your thoughts?
I'll say Doug mostly just because going into Monday night, Doug, you had what, like a 50 point lead, I think.
No, 68.
68 points. That's not something you should lose. That just isn't. You know, so Doug got passworded as tacoed.
Actually, I want to talk about something, too, on Sunday night. See, I was down, against Dave. But remember, if you remember the Monday Night Massacre, I had Tillman and I also had the Bears defense back then. And Tillman ran one back. So I got points for that. And Tillman actually at one point did get an interception, but then they said he dropped it. So because the ball turned, if I'm correct. So technically, yeah, it was not an interception, which I was not happy about. And also, speaking of that game, how come Crabtree does not finish the catch? He lets the ball come out, but they still call a touchdown. Aaron, what are your thoughts on that?
Kind of confused.
The first touchdown.
Is that the first touchdown?
Crabtree got the ball and was going backwards. He got hit. And then when he goes down and he's still moving. And according to the rules, you're supposed to hold on the ball the entire time. And he let go of it. So he did not complete the catch.
Hmm.
So I was not happy about that.
After I saw him catch it, I was just disgusted. So I looked away.
And started playing Destiny?
Pretty much.
All right. Yeah. So week 3, let's talk about week 3. We have Aaron versus Doug. We have Kevin versus Andy, Tybo versus Oberg, Nanagay versus Brian, Hoofter versus David Pate, and Snyder versus Palmer. So Aaron, what will be the game of the week?
So we have two really storied rivalries here, which is you and Kevin, Andy, and then of course Doug and myself. And typically, I'd say one of those would be the game of the week. The downside here is that all four teams aren't doing the best. So instead, I'm actually going to give it to Joe and Ty Palmer. And the main reason here is because it's a divisional game. So whomever wins is actually going to have a shot here of being the divisional leader. So I'm going to say those two.
All right. So, Brian, what will be the game of the week?
I'm going to give this honors to Oberg. Because
what?
Because they're projected by 0.18 is the difference. And this is for Oberg to either go 1-2 or 0-3, but for Boardman to go 3-0. So I'm going to go that one.
All right, Doug?
You know, I'm not going off of any projections or not. I'm just going off of ranks. I like Hoofter versus Dave Pate, number 4 seed versus a number 6 seed. Both teams have Pate had a bad week last week, but you know he's 2-0, and Hoof is 1-1, and I think that could really go down to number one in the division or the overall.
All right,
assuming that he puts the running back in the empty spot.
Yeah,
he'll put McFadden in. I think he will because I think it'll be it's a
I'll
good
give
point.
Him a trade offer.
All right, so the total game of the week, Aaron.
It's going to actually, I'm going to combine that with the upset of the week. So toilet bowl, I'm going to say is Boardman and Oberg. Even though it's really close, I'm going to still say that's going to be the toilet bowl because it's, you know, it's Oberg's team. But I think Oberg is going to upset Boardman. I think that this is where Boardman falls from grace and that this is where Johnny gets back on track and gets himself a win.
All right. So, Doug, what are your thoughts?
I have to agree with Aaron on that one. By projection, it is going to be a very, very close game. But you have a 2-0 team going against 0-2. You have the number one team overall versus the 12th team overall. This should be a wipe, but I think it's going to be a close game. And I could see Oberg pulling it.
All right. So, Brian, your thoughts?
Oberg always has the toilet bowl game of the week in projections. So.
I actually will say that is not the total bowl game of the week. I'm going to say it's going to be. Let me think about this.
Could be paid too.
You know.
Well, remember he doesn't have a player in right now. So if you want to look at projections, your toilet bowl game should be you versus Nanagay, and the fact that Nanagay is going to crush you.
Yeah,
I don't believe in Yahoo projections.
You know, I will agree with you that will be the total game, but I will also say that Nanagay will get passworded as tacoed. So, Doug, what do you think?
For password is taco, I'm going to say me over Aaron.
No, you're going to win anyways.
I got to ask, you know, I'm going to just throw a question out there to everybody. Is there a good chance that we're not going to have any undefeated teams after this week?
Ooh, that is a good question. Brian, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, there's a good chance. See my projected?
So, I mean, Brian has a good chance of losing. Yep. I think that Boardman could be upset, and if Dave doesn't put somebody in, Hoofter's
easily
going
to win.
Well,
even if he does put somebody in, it's still going to be a tough battle with Hoof.
The DMC is only going to get like 5 points.
Well, yeah, he's currently 6 points under projected without two people in. You put McFadden in there, he's only 15. And then you put a defense player, that's only 10. And so Pate will still be down by like 30 points almost.
Yeah.
Nah, I think that he'll win. So, Brian, what will be – who's going to get past for a stock code?
Oh, yeah, that's going to be Nanage for sure.
For Nanage for sure? So you're positive that you're going to be Dave Nanage?
No, I'm not. But if I do, then that's, you know, a big upset.
That'll be the best big upset. So who's going to be the 2-0 team that's going to miss the playoffs, Doug?
Brian.
Brian. It's a safe bet.
Right. It is a safe bet. And it's not a shot at Brian being a horrible, horrible coach or fantasy owner. I mean, he's got some big injuries on his team, especially with AJ Green being the number one. And, you know, it's Joik Bell is kind of a joke himself. And Ahmad Bradshaw, he did have a great game last week. Trent Richardson actually had a decent game himself, so he's still going to be splitting carries with him. And who knows when Antonio Gates, you know, finally croaks on the field. So, yeah, I mean,
he's not.
So it's, you know, but you know what? Injuries happen to everybody. So we'll see.
All right.
So do arrests and domestic abuse and this and
yeah,
that.
You never know who's going to happen next.
That is true. Aaron, who will miss the playoffs? That's 2-0.
The team that's most likely, I'm going to say Boardman.
I will agree.
And I think Boardman, just because I think he got lucky. He's played two really bad teams the past couple of weeks.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you.
That's a double fuck you. Said,
the four, I mean, look at my point totals four. I beat a crap load of number teams for points four. I have the highest points against. I want to say that I've just been, you know, I'm just going to go and cry and be like, oh, look, I've got the so much. I have the worst schedule and all that.
Yep. So I will say right now. So right now we have three teams that are 0-2. There you got myself. We have Doug and we got Johnny. Who's going to make the playoffs, Aaron?
Team that's most likely to. I'm going to say Doug. Mostly because, like he said, obviously has the most points against. And, you know, points four is actually not that bad. In fact, he has eight less points four than Pate does. And Pate is 2-0. So I think that Doug has the best shot of making the playoffs.
Okay. Brian, what are your thoughts on that?
I have to agree. He's got way more points than the other two guys that are 0-2. Andy?
Yeah.
And just had a lousy schedule so far. So,
yep. So, Doug, do you think you'll make the playoffs?
I'm not worried. I will make the playoffs.
All right. So,
are you worried, Andy?
Yeah, I'm really worried because I think Kevin's going to beat me this week. Unless I don't know.
Get to play Andy. I could really use a win.
Yeah. We'll be 0-3 next week, and then we'll be like, well, I guess this was a great season.
Well, then you play Hoofter, and then you play Doug week 5, so.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Because week four, I've got a lot of people on the bye, so I'll be all right.
So we'll both be 0-4, and hey, there's going to be a win out of that game.
Well, and actually, the thing that's kind of fascinating about that in particular for you, Doug, is the way the schedule just kind of worked is you have four divisional games in 5 weeks.
Yes.
So you play Pate twice, and obviously you played Boardman, and then you're going to play Andy. So you're going to kind of know if you have a chance at being the divisional winner at the end of week 5.
Right now, I'm not necessarily worried about my repeating as a divisional winner as much as I am just making the playoffs. I think I'll be all right. I think I will make the playoffs. I don't see myself winning the division this year, though.
Ah, you said that differently, that you would win the division.
I said I would. And you know what? I did. I remember in the past one where I said, I mean, I was cocky. I mean, I thought for sure. But you know what? I'm also not worried because I think the matchups against my teams that I've had the first 3 weeks are absolutely horrible. I mean, I'm surprised that Seattle's defense did so horrible last week. And now they're going up against Denver, a powerhouse of offense, and seeing what happened to them last week. But then the rest of the schedule, it's like, okay, now they're back to normal. They'll dominate the rest of the year. It's just a bad start. Okay. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I have faith in my team. I have faith that they're going to pull it out of their ass. But at the same time, this fantasy football season has been one of those that is like, wow, apparently nobody knows anything about fantasy football.
I actually will agree with that. It's been a weird season. I mean, so far, I mean, I thought for the Lowe's division, I thought Kevin would win it. But who do you think is going to win it, Doug, that division? It's Aaron, Kevin, Dave Nanigay, and Johnny Ober.
You know what? Aaron and Kevin's team has been, I mean, points scored has been dominant. I thought Nanigay had a great team, and he would pull it out. But, you know, who knows?
Yeah, it's been a really weird year so far. So, Brian, who's going to win that division?
Well, I have a 1 in 3 chance to guess this right.
All three guesses, over.
Actually, you know what? Looking at Johnny's team, I actually don't think it's as bad as I thought it was at one point.
It's that bad.
Well, basically,
when I said the same about Ty's last week, was I looked at his team and it's like, wait a minute, this wasn't that horrible of a draft. As much as he was complaining and crying about it.
Right. Well, I mean, but I think he actually has a decent team. The schedule is what really sucks is that, you know, if you play someone who's really good, you play a couple guys, it's tough. It's really tough. And right now we have a bunch of good fantasy football player fantasy owners right now. So pretty much anyone who leaves this or goes or plays second league or a third league, they pretty much dominate that league because everyone else is stupid.
Mm-hmm. Which is, I was going to say, I do think Nanigay does have a good team. I stand by that. And he was smart enough to handcuff a lot of his players. So, for example, Jamal Charles went down. Niles Davis would be the obvious person to pick up this week. We couldn't do it because Nanigay had him. And so, you know, he's playing Niles Davis now. And so he's not going to really miss a beat. And that's one of the reasons why he's projected to get so many points this week. Obviously, I would pick myself. But if I wasn't going to pick myself, I would say Nanigay has the best shot at winning that division.
You know what would be funny is if actually Ober wins the division and Kevin gets dead last and misses the playoffs.
I would love that.
And by the way, so I want to say something about Johnny real quick. So last week, the Bears were playing, of course, and he uses the sling box from my TV setup. Do you think it would have been mean when they were about to score the touchdown to change it to like logo?
Absolutely. I think that'd be very smart to do. In fact.
You think it'd be smart?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to do it once just to tease him, but, you know, we'll see about that. It eventually will come.
I had a quick question. I'll throw it to you, Doug.
Okay.
Given the arrests that have happened, let's say you had Adrian Peterson. Mm-hmm. Would you trade him away for, like, let's say Andre Ellington?
It's an interesting question. For Andre Ellington, I would love it if I could trade Peterson for Ellington. And I know in one of my other leagues, I'm in a work league with my wife, and I actually traded for Peterson, and I gave up, Vincent Jackson and Justin Forsett.
Mm.
And you know what? And you know, it was a toss up. Those two players were on my bench. It wasn't like I needed them. And if Peterson comes back, great. If he doesn't, you know what? I just made bench room. That's all.
No, that's actually, I don't think that's that bad of a trade. What about you, Brian? Like, let's say you had AP to trade away. You know, what type of range would you need to get another player, like an Andre Ellington, a Chris Johnson? Like, what would you need?
Dante Culpepper.
I'd probably just take take a player or two that was on somebody's bench that maybe not even starters, maybe a handcuff to some other players or whatever.
No,
Peterson's likely out for the season.
Oh, you think he's going to be out for the full season?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
No. Do you think that, let's say Dave threw a trade offer to you, AP for someone, and he threw in like, you want your like seventh round pick. Do you think that would be good now, Aaron?
Not for a seventh rounder. No,
too high.
Yeah. If he said 12th, I think I would definitely do it for a 12th round. I mean, 12th round is kind of a you know, throwaway round for the most part. So I would definitely do it for a 12th.
All right. You wouldn't?
I would. A 10th round would be fine with me.
Okay. Now, do you think that Dave just had some, like, bad luck? Because, like, in all seriousness, when you look at it, he's a good fantasy player or owner. And then all of a sudden, he picked up two guys, his first and sixth round draft picks, and they're having legal problems. Do you think that it's just been a bad year for him, Brian?
Unlucky.
Very unlucky.
But those arrests, he happened to have two of them on the offensive side, but Aaron just had one. He's obviously not going to be on the team anymore, and I've had one too who got deactivated just yet today.
You know, speaking of, like, issues that have been going on, what are your thoughts on the whole thing with Brandon Marshall, them bringing him up into this mess? Do you think it's wrong?
It's not necessarily wrong to bring him into the conversation, but at the same time, now you're just drawing at straws too. You're poking at things that, you know, let's bring up Michael Vick. Okay. Let's bring up, all these other players that have done stuff in the past. What was the, Dallas guy who was involved in manslaughter? I mean, there's been other, NFL players that have been involved in involuntary manslaughter that were DUIs, and they're still playing in the league. For Adrian Peterson, this is just bad timing for his to come out with all the backlash that you had on Ray Rice. And I think that Ray Rice would have been fine had the league given him like a 6-game suspension to begin with instead of the two-game slap that they gave him, which was very disrespectful. I mean, it's just if the video wouldn't have mattered if it would have been 6 games and he would have been fine. Giving him just 2 games, all of a sudden it's like, oh wow, we look really, really bad now that this video has been released. We've got to overcompensate and we're going to suspend him indefinitely. And then you have Adrian Peterson, his stuff comes up. My biggest thing is I know the second allegation against him was over a year ago. And also it had already been brought up to the state's attorney's office and dropped. I mean, there's no charges there. It's just somebody bringing up the fact that he was accused of it. Not that he didn't beat his kid. I don't know what the full extent of the injuries are. I don't know what the I have not seen the pictures, so I'm not making a very educated guess on this one. But at the same time, there is a difference between discipline and battery. Legally, there's a big difference between battery and disciplining your kid, leaving marks like you did with the switch, obviously is that's abuse. I mean, it's not needed. I mean, and also it's a 4-year-old.
That's
so
true.
I hate all the other people that are coming around that are just saying, you know, that's how he grew up and that's, you know, that's the only way he knows. And that's a bullshit excuse.
Now, Aaron, I have a weird question for you. How often do you think that this type of stuff happens? Because with AP, those women, you know, are living the child support that he pays for that kid. You know, the women are living off that. And then now it's going to be cut off. Do you think that this happens in other places with the league and they just don't say anything because they threaten, like, hey, if I don't play, you don't get the money and you don't get this car and you don't get this house? Do you believe that happens?
I mean, I'm sure that it happens in some way, shape, or form, but probably not, you know, on a grand scale. I don't think that it would be that large. But I think, you know, kind of to Doug's point, you know, with AP, you know, I agree. I think that obviously took it just a little too far. I don't think he's going to be out the rest of the year. I think I had said before, you know, just among you guys, that I'm guessing about 6 weeks is what he's going to be suspended for. You know, I mean, that's the league's policy now is 6 weeks, and they said that he's probably going to be tried under that. So, you know, he was gone last week. He'll be gone this week and, you know, 4 weeks after that. So I expect him to be back probably around November or so.
Well, we got to remember right now, the league hasn't suspended him yet. They haven't even heard the trial yet. So the Vikings only put them in on that, whatever you want to call it. So once the league gets the guilty plea or whatever, then the league will suspend him on top of whatever he's already been gone. He's getting paid too.
Oh, he is getting paid, even though he's deactivated.
Yeah, he is getting paid right now. Yeah.
So it's him and Greg Hardy both.
Okay, and then wasn't there a Carolina Panther guy also that?
That's Greg Hardy.
Greg Hardy.
Okay. Yeah, and he left voluntarily. Come on. Oh well. Now I guess this the question I have for Brian. Now this, you know, there's been two hockey players that I can think of off the top of my head that actually had domestic issues. One wasn't that bad. It dealt with Bob Prober, but then one was with the Chicago Avalanche goalie, where something happened the night before, then he came out and played the following night. Do you think
you
that
mean the Colorado Avalanche?
What did I say?
You said Chicago Avalanche.
Oh my gosh, I should be fucking banned. Yeah. So for the Colorado Avalanche, now Brian, do you think that it's different because, like, for instance, football, there's been so many, but hockey you don't hear about. But I think hockey is a more violent sport. I mean, what are your thoughts?
I don't think the sport has anything to do with your life. These people are just, I don't know, just stupid. And no, he shouldn't be playing. I don't care what sport it is. If he's arrested, he shouldn't be playing. He should be paid
now,
for doing that.
Now, what if it was mutual combat where both people like punch each other?
I guess it depends on the circumstance.
What if it was Mortal Kombat, Andy? Where
what would happen is I would be Smoke, and I would just, you know, get over here, and then do my combo to you, teleport, uppercut, throw on the ground. You know,
he would totally do the splits and go for your balls too,
Johnny Cage. Oh, by the way, by the way, I watched Mortal Kombat Annihilation. I stopped watching it after 5 minutes. It's a bad movie.
By the way, that movie, I rewatched that recently, Andy, and it was really bad. The first one, it's bad, but it's not that bad.
But it made them a lot of money, so they made the second one, and that one was, I don't even know how to be nice about it besides saying it was fucking horrible. I was bored out of my mind. So anyways,
I have one question to go about for everybody here. What if, I mean, dealing with domestic batteries like I have, I honestly feel I want to know everybody's opinion. So many times I watch as the charges get dropped and nothing is done. And I'm even talking about the layman people, the people that are just every normal day, you know, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter. Like every time I've arrested somebody for domestic battery, I would say a good 80% of them don't end up having charges brought up against them. Is this something that because they're famous, they're getting more attention to and getting more, we've got to go after them because they did this and they're famous. Whereas everybody else, your normal Joe Schmo is, we don't care. He's nothing. So we don't care about his domestic.
You know, that's a great question, Doug. You know, I don't even know who to put the blame on this. I guess the woman should leave the guy, but then the guy shouldn't do it. So you have two different thoughts on it. But the fact that they're famous, that's how it gets out. I mean, You hear a lot.
Now, see, all of a sudden a famous person does it and all of a sudden it's a horrible thing. But when the guy at the trailer park does it, no one cares.
Well, it is the
and
trailer
then all
park.
Of a sudden the trailer park girl, she won't press charges. She won't go to court. So the state's attorney's office ends up just dropping the case.
Now, do you think that the reason why it's that way is because they just want attention and they need some drama in their life so they create it?
Oh, no. I've seen people that have been beat worse than Ray Rice's wife.
Ooh.
It's the very next. I mean, even while I'm there, I'm getting the please don't take him away. Please don't take him away. And no, they don't have a choice in it. Illinois state law dictates that I take him away.
Ouch. Unbelievable.
But then again, I know after the 3 days in jail, they're back with them and everything's hunky dory until the next time I have to arrest them.
Ugh.
And it's not just males. I mean, it's females too. Females beating males.
Really?
Yeah, it happens. I know. Shocked. No, it happens. There's some times that too. It's you're going to find that it's more women that call the police than it's males. But you can go to calls and you see that the males are just as abused as women are.
Ugh, unbelievable. So I just have a weird question. Who's the lock of the week, Aaron?
Well, I'm not in survival anymore.
Oh yeah, what's your team name in survival, by the way?
Pick this.
I lost again.
There you go. Thanks, Doug.
Yeah.
So we actually have Doug and Brian are both still in it, along with Kevin, and I'm not sure about the other person.
Wait, I have a question, Andy. So you're still in survival then too, right?
Wait, does this end your streak of wins, Andy?
Yes, it does.
Wait, hold on. So Andy, who did you pick last week to win?
I picked no one.
Oh, well, why'd you pick
out week one?
Because I decided to pick the Bears.
You were out week one.
Oh yeah, well guess what? 1 year all of us won it because we picked the wrong pick, and at one point we all could have lost, but Philly decided to pull something out of their ass. But yeah. Oh well, it happened. So Doug, what is the lock of the week?
My lock of the week this week, and Brian, you can't change yours. But I have New England over Oakland.
All right,
that's
Brian.
That's what I have.
Oh.
That's what I have.
So what do you think Kevin and Mr. Nanigay have?
I don't know, but I hate the Jets.
I think we all do.
Because I think I would have won. I would have won by week two if the Jets would have held on and won.
Aaron, what is your lock of the week? Oh, never mind. Brian, since your lock of the week is the Patriots, do you feel that they're just going to zone Oakland, or do you think Oakland's going to surprise everyone?
Well, the way survival has been going this year, I think New England's going to come from behind.
All right.
And win.
I would like to see both of you guys still in it.
They're going to have to go old school and cheat.
Get the camera.
they're just gonna delay Oakland's flight.
So I gotta tell you, I actually listened to a podcast of ours. I think it was Vertebreaker number 21, and believe it or not,
well, that one, yes,
that one, that's when Ochi had his dissertation. But also he said something that I couldn't stop laughing at. He's like, I'm gonna go get a Switch and beat this kid, which I couldn't stop laughing about because that was the first time I heard the term Switch. But he dropped it and I couldn't stop laughing about it, especially now. But anyways, to be a plug for another show. Oh, and Brian, I actually made a bio for you on the site along with Doug. So, I don't have a picture of Doug on there, but I have one of Brian. I put it. So if you want to check it out, of course, go to section86.com because we got to thank him for hosting it and doing the podcast.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. You see that? I did that. And if you need hosting, contact me and I'll give you a coupon code. You know, we'll just do Andrew Aaron or Off the Mark or Section 8686. And yeah, so you can get a coupon code and get your hosting for, yeah, whatever it is. So, Brian, do you have any last thoughts?
Go the Bears.
You don't want to talk about Wes Welker, how the fact that he gets to come back even though he did steroids?
He didn't do steroids.
What did he do?
It wasn't steroids that he did.
He did ecstasy.
He did ecstasy? Seriously?
Yeah, it was ecstasy, and it was at the Kentucky Derby.
where you won a bunch of money?
I thought it was just secondhand pot.
No, it's referred to as Molly is the street name, and all it is basically ecstasy.
Unbelievable. And I can go on why that is so stupid, because you don't know what they're really putting in there. But,
hey, Andy, I want to ask you a fantasy football question real quick. Do you think that Wes Welker's return is going to hurt Julian Edelman's value?
Yes.
And can you explain that to me?
Because they're not on the same team.
Dick. I almost had you.
I already know that they're on the same team because one's on the Patriots and one's fucking Peyton Manning.
One's having sex with him?
Yes. Oh. Now, Brian, do you think that Wes Welker, for the fact that he hasn't been able to do anything with the team for the last 2 weeks, and now he's finally back with the team, do you think that he's going to have some issues?
Manny's going to just probably throw the ball to him 100 times.
Okay.
And he'll probably catch 99 of them.
Manny can't throw the ball to him because he's going to have to even, one, find the field because he's been concussed so many times that he's probably going to wind up in a hair salon.
Okay. Okay, let's just say it right now. Wes Welker, how many games, over under 3 games before he has a concussion? Over or under? Under, Aaron?
Under. I don't care what the
number. I was going to say over, under 3/4.
Brian?
I'm going to go over.
I'm going to go under, too. So Brian's the only one who's going over three games. Doug's going 3/4. Or under 3/4. Yeah. Wouldn't it be funny if the first pass he catches, he gets a concussion?
I don't doubt it. I think the guy just falling, like somebody could grab him by the ankles. He'll fall down and concuss himself.
Who was it that got all the concussions? Trent Young. Who hit Trent Green? Or no, Trent Green. Remember, he got that awesome concussion.
He got Trent Green.
So that's the term that we're going to use from
that
now.
That wasn't a concussion. That was like murder.
Oh, I got some news. Kyle Fuller is now off the waiver wire.
Who?
What?
Somebody picked up Kyle Fuller.
Hey, Brian, just out of curiosity, how many moves have you done this year so far in 2 weeks?
10.
10 in 2 weeks?
Haha, I'm no longer the most.
Okay, just out of curiosity, how many of those 10 that you picked up have you already dropped?
I don't know. Let me look.
By the way, so
a few.
First of all, this podcast has gone on way too long, but I do want to bring up something that I find hilarious, which is a new medal, the Camry Power User. Fancy senior self here, you visited the Yahoo site 10 days straight. So whoever has this, you know, is the loser who checks it every single day. Do you want to know everybody that has it?
Okay, let's hear it, Aaron.
Obviously me.
Right.
Yeah.
Doug surprisingly does not have it. Doug, I'm really disappointed.
What the fuck?
I don't understand it. I really don't, because I know I've checked every day.
Whereas then we have Brian and Kevin, of course.
Maybe it means by computer, because I don't use the same computer every day to check.
So Brian, Kevin, Nanagay, and then I think you actually, Andy, and that's it. They're the only losers that check it every single day.
Really?
I don't even close the windows.
Yeah, I don't either. I just constantly hit F5. I'm like, all right.
Wait, where do you see where it actually shows everyone who has the medal?
Why don't you end the podcast and then I'll tell you.
Hey, why don't you go fuck yourself?
Why don't you go fuck your mother?
Because that's my mother. That's your mother too, bitch.
You don't even know who my mom is, Andy.
I don't.
Yeah.
I was told that mom's shit, and she was like, oh, look, there's a baby in there.
Oh, really?
Not really.
And that was the story of your birth.
Unbelievable. So, thank
you. Nice, guys.
I want to thank Brian for coming on the show. I want to thank 86 Productions for editing the podcast. I want to thank Section 86 for hosting it.
You know who I don't want to thank?
Who is that, Doug?
I don't want to thank you.
All right. So,
You denied my trade.
Ugh. So, for Brian Chateet, Doug Hahn, Aaron Hughes, I am Andrew Hughes, and until next time, we'll see you on the gridiron.
I am me.
You are me?
I am me.
You need to check the site 10 times in a row. 10 days in a row.
No, I honestly do not understand how that is even possible, because I have. Like, ever since, I mean, even before the beginning of the league, I was checking it because I would always go to this league to do my mock drafts. Yeah. I don't understand how I don't have this.
Nah, I'm shocked right now. I really am. You'll get it, though. You'll get it here in a few days. So-